For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan, and it's only a few weeks until the Democratic presidential primary comes to the state, the first in the South and an absolutely critical one for Democrats. That makes February 29th's election the state's first major test of its new voting machines. Last year, South Carolina invested more than $50 million on machines that state election officials say are easier and more secure than what voters have been casting their ballots on. Last week, the County of Lancaster rolled out its cache of new machines for the public to try. Marianne Hudson, director of the County Board of Voter Registration and Elections, walked curious guests through the process upstairs at the old courthouse.
Okay, so we have got the ballot marking devices now, express votes, and so it is actually a fancy pencil that is going to mark your ballot.
We're at the first of two machines voters will use to cast their ballots this year. The fancy pencil, as Hudson calls it, jots down your choices and ultimately gives you a printed piece of paper with your selections on it. It's a touch screen full of menus. She chooses between mountains and oceans and among a page of condiments and doesn't shy away from the controversial choices like vinegar-based versus tomato. But this being a secret ballot, I can't, of course, reveal her choices. Suffice to say, they are easy to make.
So it tells me what I voted for. It lets me look at what I voted for, know that I'm agreeing with that. And then it'll tell us to print the card. And after it prints the card, I can look at that again. And I can make sure that this is what I voted for.
If you change your mind, or if one of your choices isn't what you felt you entered on the touchscreen, you actually do get a second chance. Just one, but you do have the option to review your printed ballot, decide you want someone else, and get a new sheet printed out. Once you're satisfied, you take your printed sheet a few feet down to the second machine, the scanner.
I just insert this ballot into the scanner. Doesn't matter if it's face up or face down. It's going to scan the ballot. It's going to tell me that my ballot has been counted, and this is when your ballot is officially cast and your vote counts. It's not over here on the marking device.
So there's the thing to remember. Voting in South Carolina this year will be a two-step process, which sounds like it might be complicated, but really is just a matter of selecting at one station, getting a paper receipt of your choices, and then dropping that paper sheet into a digital scanner ballot box.
But it's a whole lot easier for the voter. The Ivotronics, the touch screens were a little bit fussier, and so people had trouble with the touch screens. These screens are brighter. You can, if you have visually impaired, you can zoom on the screen over here. If you're hearing impaired, then you can listen to it with headphones. If you are disabled, it's where you can use a sip and puff. So they are a whole lot more voter-friendly than the Ivotronics were.
The marriage of the old and new schools, combining contemporary touchscreen familiarity with the physical piece of paper, is a major appeal to some election officials. Lancaster County Election Specialist Robert Purser.
I think it's the perfect example of security. Everything is offline. It never touches anything that's online. And it also brings back to the voter what they've been missing as far as actually physically having the ballot in their hand.
Purser says that so far, those who've sampled the new system seem relieved by its simplicity.
I think people are catching on very quickly. Everybody that comes through seems to say, you know, that was easier than I thought it would be.
Residents who came by to try the new system say its new security features are a real selling point.
I like it because there's a backup.
County resident Don Hudnall.
The state gets the calculation immediately, and there's a backup stays with the machine. So if there's any question about vote switching or numbers switching, then you have proof in that machine that those were the votes. So it can always be double-checked.
Hudnall's friend Ken Gillis decided to push the system a little when he tried it.
I tested the write-in vote section because I asked for butter pecan ice cream instead of regular chocolate vanilla. Mm-hmm. And it came out, gave me butter pecan ice cream on the ticket, and then I put it in the box.
The only thing that concerns Gillis is that because the new system involves a lot of computer technology, some older and less tech-savvy folks might be scared away from voting. The South Carolina League of Women Voters has said much the same thing. The organization criticizes the state for investing in a system that the league fears could exacerbate long lines at the polls and for investing in a computerized selection system rather than hand-markable ballots. Marianne Hudson says the first machine that voters will now use, the fancy pencil, is better than handwritten ballots because the new system eliminates ambiguities like improperly marked ballots or the dreaded hanging chad.
You could take, and people can mark the ballots with pencils, but they don't mark ballots correctly. They may circle instead of shading the oval. They may X instead of, there's all kind of mistakes that they make. So the ballot marking device enables the voter to mark the ballot correctly. There's no chance of errors that were sometimes made in the Ivotronics.
The South Carolina Democratic presidential primary is Tuesday, February 29th. Deadline to register to vote in the primary is Thursday, January 30th. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.